And it's less than 2 weeks now to Budget Day, and already much of what we can expect from Minister Jack Chambers' first and only budget in the lifetime of the 33rd Dáil is already being signalled or clearly set out by senior members of the Cabinet. Today also marks the return of the Dáil for what could be its final term before a general election, if the November speculation proves correct. Ahead of Dáil business, the Cabinet meets, and to give us a flavour of what's ahead, I'm joined by our political correspondent Micheál Lehane. And we are in the final lap of the 33rd Dáil, Micheál, and whether that's going to be laid out in weeks or months, we don't know yet. But is this now a Dáil and politicians in election mode?
Well, I think many politicians are in election mode and they are out canvassing. At the same time, I suppose, while the Dáil may be in its 11th hour, there probably is a fair bit for it to do. There is the finance bill and the social welfare bill that will stem from the budget. And will that be a full finance bill? If it is, it probably takes some time to pass. If it's a slimmed down one or if it's guillotined in any way, I suppose that would send a signal out that a budget might be on the that an election might be on the horizon fairly soon. But of course, all party leaders adamant for the moment that they will go the distance on this. There are other things too, and some of the Dáil business today is interesting. That is that debate that's going to happen about the Apple tax money. That's something that's probably going to become a major theme for the next few weeks. Pieces of legislation that are probably priority as well. And later today, the government chief whip, Hildegard Nocton, will publish the priorities for the year, for the period ahead, however long that is. I suppose already the Taoiseach has signalled things like the Mental Health Act. There's also been references to the planning bill that needs to go through. And as well as that, there is gambling legislation that has been going through the House for quite a while, but needs to go back to the Dáil following amendments in the Senate. And that probably wouldn't happen till the first or second week in October. Other things like life sentences and ensuring that someone serves a certain amount of time in prison before they're eligible for parole. That legislation is on the books and due as well. And Helen McEntee, the Justice Minister, is bringing a proposal to Cabinet today for fairly swift legislation. And this stems from a problem around the sentencing of people who may have committed a murder before they were 18. But when they go before the courts, they're then 18 and they have to get a mandatory life sentence. That has been found to be unconstitutional. So there will have to be legislation introduced swiftly to remedy that.
There's a lot to unpack there, Micheál. Let's go back to just a few of the items that you name-checked. Let's stay with the budget. Micheál Martin yesterday confirming this energy credit being paid before the end of the year. He didn't confirm too. Don't think he fully ruled it out. The second-tier child benefit not going to happen, the Taoiseach says, certainly in the in budget 2025. But what else do we pretty much know for sure about this budget?
Well, there will be that energy credit. There will be the cost of living package. And I suppose when it comes to what it means for people who are working, the Finance Minister, Jack Chambers, pretty much set it out in the clearest terms when he said that the average worker will be €1,000 better off at the end of it. That includes cost of living payments as well as tax changes. There will be some moves around inheritance tax as well. That seems fairly clear, and you will get those changes to the tax bans and to the USC. And then it's just a question, I suppose, with the cost of living package and the payments around things like child benefit. Is it a double payment again? Is that done largely because the government does have extra money from this year that doesn't have to be allocated for next year, doesn't have to be nailed down and set out under the rules that are required? So there is extra money there. Could double payments be a route that's travelled again? Or that question as to whether things like child benefit could get an increase for the first time in quite a while. Last night, the Ministers for Finance and Public Expenditure met with the party leaders again. I think all sides right at this moment, despite the many signals that are being sent out, now keen to emphasise that nothing has actually been nailed down yet and it will take another week or so before you see clear agreement on these things.
Would you anticipate, Micheál, that they could sit around the Cabinet table this morning and not mention two items? One would be the Apple money and the other the appointment of Michael McGrath.
Well, I suppose the appointment of Michael McGrath from a government point of view is largely done now, and all sides saying that it was a success. The Taoiseach yesterday keen to emphasise from the Fianna Fáil point of view that that decision by the Fianna Fáil MEPs had no impact when it came to assigning that role to Michael McGrath. Of course, the government initially pushing for an economic role. That didn't happen. So I suppose that one is largely done. When it comes to the Apple money, I think government are going to have to begin to get their narrative, as they like to use that particular word, together on that fairly quickly now, given that there will be statements on the Dáil on it later. And there is a clear plan now to signal how they will use that money, if not on budget day to set it out, well then sometime around that period that it will make it clear how the money might be spent.
All right. Micheál Lehane, thank you very much indeed. It's 18 minutes past 7.